Hi, I'm Adam Alec, Editor-in-Chief of Auto Service World, Cars Magazine, Jobber News, and EV World. I'm here to bring you the highlights of several conversations I had at the 2024 Canadian International Auto Show in Toronto. I went to reps from Chevrolet, Stellantis, the parent company of Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Fiat, and others, Volvo, and Ford to ask them about their EV ambitions and challenges. I've heard from many readers about the concerns surrounding electrification, from the rush towards technology, to supply chain issues, to consumer education. And it's consumer education that I'll focus on in this episode. I'll share full discussions with each interviewee in the coming weeks. They all agreed that a large knowledge gap exists when it comes to electric vehicles in Canada. They're working on bridging that gap and making the transition smoother. We'll start with Holly Broom, National Marketing Manager of Chevrolet Cars and Crossovers. She emphasized the important role of education in overcoming range anxiety and other consumer concerns holding Canadians back from making the switch to electric.
So it's education. We have to do a lot more education to help customers, Canadians, understand what an EV lifestyle is, how many opportunities or what the opportunities are for charging, right? I think about 85% of charging happens at the home. Once folks realize that, it puts less pressure on, you know, needing to understand the infrastructure when they're out and about on the road. You know, range is always a big factor in considering an electric vehicle. And we're standing beside the Equinox EV here, which obviously, you know, we announced today is expected to be the most affordable electric vehicle with up to 500 kilometers of range, right? So when you think about 500 kilometers of range and what that means for someone's daily driving, it creates a lot of opportunities to be able to adopt that in a lifestyle.
Stellantis has put out its first fully electric vehicle, the Fiat 500e. Here's Brad Horn, Product Communications Manager at Stellantis Canada.
Actually, this is our first year with our first battery electric vehicle, the Fiat 500e, that's here at the show. It's our first one in Canada. And yeah, I mean, part of introducing that vehicle is definitely educating consumers on what it's like to live with a battery electric vehicle. Even starting with things like educating people on how the federal EV incentives works, or the provincial ones, because that vehicle is going to be introduced in BC and in Quebec first.
The company now plans to have half of its vehicle sales be electric by 2030.
The company overall has announced, I think it was in 2022, this plan called Dare Forward 2030. And it's a global plan for the entire company as we move towards electrification. For North America, our goal is to have 50% BEV sales by 2030. So while we will build BEVs and market them, we have six of them coming this year, there will still definitely be internal combustion or PHEV vehicles in our lineup. It's going to be sort of a mix, and it will have something that will address, you know, everybody's wants.
And there's Volvo, which will fully electrify its fleet by 2030. Canadian Managing Director Matt Gurgis unveiled the EX90 at the auto show as part of that mission.
Yeah, we took this decision quite some time ago that we wanted to be fully electric by 2030. You know, our purpose as a company, provide freedom to move in a personal, sustainable, and safe way. And we just see the natural evolution of our safety DNA transitioning into sustainability, which of course a big part of that is to reduce tailpipe emissions. So this is our ambition 2030, and we're committed to that.
As for the education concept, he noted that the early adopters have bought their EVs, and now it's time to attract the next group of buyers.
We kind of went through the early adopter phase, and now we're getting into more availability of inventory out there in general, and the next phase of consumers, right? And we do see that there is a bit of anxiety still around range, around accessibility. So for us, we're doing a few things. You know, one is that we've partnered, we're transitioning to the North American charging standard, right? And that's going to give accessibility to about 12,000 fast chargers. We've also partnered with Qmerit to help with putting home chargers in to allow consumers more around accessibility in their homes, right? So we've taken steps in that way. And between now and 2030, we also offer our plug-in hybrid cars. You can get quite a bit of mileage on the electric motors there. Mm-hmm. On average, we get about 60 kilometers range on our plug-in hybrid offer. So that's another tool in the toolbox to help consumers gradually get to full electrification.
Over at Ford Motor Company of Canada, its vehicle line manager for BEV and commercial vehicles, Alexa Desjardins, said they understand what the issues are and they're working to address those concerns.
If we take range, for example, so we're always working on our product to improve range. And so our engineers are so focused on driving every single kilometer of range that we can get in our vehicles. And we give it to our owners. It's not just in the new products. We give it through over-the-air updates as soon as there are updates. So for example, we just came out with a new preconditioning update for the customers. So when you map out your route on our Ford Blue Oval network in the vehicle, so I'm taking Mach-E for example, the vehicle will know where you need to charge. And before going to DC fast charger, it will precondition the vehicle for you 20 miles, so around 30 kilometers before, to ensure that the battery is optimally taking in range and maximizing its range. And so for customers, that's absolutely amazing. And so that's range. We're always working to improve our range.
She pointed to range concerns and consumers being so focused on how far a vehicle can go on a single charge, pointing to daily use case. For longer trips, options are expanding.
We just made a deal with Tesla where we're going to unlock 15,000 superchargers in the spring for our customers. And so we're always looking at the next, at improving our customer experience from a charging perspective. Mm-hmm.
And those are just some of the highlights of the insights shared. Stay tuned as we'll post the full interviews from each speaker in the coming weeks. Thanks again for tuning into this episode of Auto Service World Conversations. I'm Adam Malik, and we'll talk to you next time.